This is music from Pulse engineer Charlie Kyer, music that comes right from his skin. Charlie created, or should we say, transmitted this piece during an event at Penn's Institute of Contemporary Art. Zach Seward has the details.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Charlie's holding a gray box about the size of a brick. He's with Joe Patitucci, a co-founder of Data Garden, which is a Philly record label and arts organization that lives right at the corner of music and science.
What this does is it actually translates biorhythms, like from plants or from humans, into data that can be played with a synthesizer or through a computer.
What that means is that this music is a digital translation of the electrical currents always pulsing through Charlie's palms. Using the sensors you'd see on a lie detector, Data Garden can measure changes in what's called skin conductance and have each frequency play a corresponding sound.
A plant or a human can play, you know, any note on a scale that we choose to allow it to.
Patitucci says this gizmo is a prototype of something Data Garden wants to mass produce called a MIDI sprout. He says a crowdfunding campaign is coming next month in a bid to get more people exposed to playing around with wonky ways of making, microgenre alert, biofeedback music.
It's not about ego. It's kind of more about kind of an exploration of your own body or different forces in the universe.
This music is coming from another interactive installation at the ICA event. Here's Charlie with an explanation.
So what you can't see right now is Joe sitting at a table, grabbing two apples, and there are wires hooked up to the table that go underneath and to his chair, and he's vibrating and hearing things through the headphones.
Those vibrations are coming from a mini subwoofer.
It's interesting because both the kind of analog and the digital here play an equally important role.
That's ICA curator Grace Ambrose. The museum is in its 50th anniversary season, and the Data Garden Micro Exhibition is one of about 50 it's putting on this year. Ambrose says the cool thing about this one was the tangible interplay of the human and the non-human, electrical currents from the body becoming blips and beats. A packed house of about 300 showed up to the event. It also doubled as a record release party for musician Greg Fox. Fox worked with a jazz drummer and healer who developed another set of technologies that transform human biorhythms into the language of electronic instruments, or MIDI.
We made sort of high quality recordings of my heartbeat, my resting heartbeat, and then used software that he developed with another person to translate that information into a MIDI score, like a very rich MIDI score, and bringing all the subfrequencies up out of it so that the pitch and the melody of the heartbeat can be heard.
Tell me when you're ready. For The Pulse, I'm Zach Seward.
And I'm Charlie Kyer.
Okay, that was cool.